looking back on it, that was the beauty of that time, being in these rooms and connecting with all of these people that were already in the industry. And the fact that it's like you could talk to them in this room without the app, never would have met any of these people ever.
Did you connect with more indies, or did you connect with more execs, or do you feel like it was
it was a balance in the mix, because a lot of artists that I met through Clubhouse that I put in rotation, that I've had as guests on Friday Night Hour, and even some of the execs I've had on.
Hey, what's going on, podcast listeners? I'm Kevin McCove, and you're tuned into the McCove Mindset Podcast. Today, we're sitting down with Jay Cabrera, independent artist who has managed to build a massive internet radio network and broadcast radio network for independent artists. If you're an independent artist looking for radio play, looking for traction, this is the guy you want to hear from. Let's sit down and chat. Yeah, Jay Cabrera.
Oh, we live now.
Oh, yeah, we in here. Yes, so I'm here. I'm live with Jay Cabrera, the man, the myth, the legend. You know, Clubhouse royalty out here.
You're too kind, man. I'm still a student, man. Still a student.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy how many people I've met via that application.
Like, yeah, Clubhouse, man. Was it's wild, dude.
Super magic. It's super magic. It honestly is. Like, even this whole situation, you know, to be honest, the whole podcast and sponsor and stuff like that, it probably wouldn't have come to fruition the way that it has without Clubhouse being a resource to me.
No, definitely, man.
Yeah,
I feel you.
Clubhouse is big, just in like obtaining yeah. guests and like different people that I've met through that application.
Oh, 100%, man.
Magic.
I love it. I mean, look, same for me, you know, I've been on, what it was like 2021, right at the beginning, like January, 2021. I forgot I don't even know who invited me. When I look at the name, I'm like, I don't even know this person, but they're like, hey, inviting you to Clubhouse. I was like, what is this? It's like, let me download it. And I'm like, oh, okay. but yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it was really cool, you know, for when getting on it for the first time, and that whole year, 2021 was really like, you know, getting to connect with, you know, individuals like yourself, super talented, you know, dope human being, you know, and to see, you know, the amount of connections that were made through the app. Without it, no, we wouldn't be here talking right now.
Did you start like your whole podcast and everything, you know, like the indie artist, like,
so you know,
community
what?
From that,
so Indie Vibin with Jay, so the radio show kind of birthed from, you know, partially from the people I met on Clubhouse, because Friday Night Hour I started right during the first lockdown, when right at the beginning of the pandemic. So this was like, you know, everything shut down like mid-March. So it wasn't until beginning of May where I was like, of 2020, where I was just like, you know, everything shut down. I'm like, and I was like feeling stagnant, like creatively. I was like, I feel like I gotta do something, because a couple of years back, I used to, you know, there was one year, it was 2017, where I called it hashtag one song a day for 2017. Basically, every day that year, and that's before Reels, and you can only do a minute video, like 1 minute clips. So each day I was posting 1 minute clips of me singing cover songs and originals for the whole year.
Oh, wow.
So every day posting.
That's serious commitment. It's not for everybody, man. Like, no, and I think no, that it takes us, it takes a particular degree of like resilience, creativity, you know, like it's like a mix of the two. Cause like you're saying, you're like, all right, I got to find the song. I got to then figure out how to play the song. Then I got to after I do it, I got to edit it down. Then after I edit it down, I got to do the copy. And then after I do the copy, I got to figure out what time of day I'm going to post it. And after I figure out what time of day I'm going to post it, I got like, that's so, bro, that's a monstrous amount of work. How did it work out for you?
You know, that first month was pretty cool. And as each day passed, I was like, you get a little bit more comfortable. What I found is by the end of the year, dude, I was at like, so I went from under 1,000 to 12 or 13,000 by the end of the year.
That's solid growth.
Honestly, I was at the end of the year, I was burnt. I was burnt out. So I joined Clubhouse like mid-January. And so I'd been on the app maybe 3 weeks when I dropped the first single that year. And I saw in those specific rooms the genuineness to help. Like, people just wanted to help each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was like the information, it was priceless. I was like, man, that's why it was so addicting, because you're like, yo, there's no way I'd ever get this information like this. And like the detailed shit, like the ins and outs of like stories you would never hear. You're like, right. Okay, so this is how it is. Okay, yeah, okay, cool. And then being able to chat with them, you know, in those rooms, ask questions, and then they, you know, they answer honestly and give you as much feedback as possible. I was like, man, this is priceless here, man. This is crazy. So, you know, Clubhouse definitely was, you know, at least for me, from a connecting and networking standpoint, like, I mean, you can't put a price on that, man.
So, you know, which way did you connect, if I could ask? Like, did you connect with more indies, or did you connect with more execs, or do you feel like it was
It was a balance in the mix, because, you know, there's a lot of artists that year, and even like to this day, a lot of artists that I met through Clubhouse that I put in rotation, that I've had as guests on Friday Night Hour. Yeah, and even some of the execs I've had on Friday Night Hour as well, producers and this and whatnot, where I never would have had the opportunity to have them on my live stream if not for Clubhouse. There was an independent radio station in Philly. It's called Philly Jams 95.3 FM, Philly, Jersey, Delaware based, right? There's a DJ on there.
Delaware!
You. What do they call it? The DMV? Delaware, Maryland, Virginia? The
Delaware, DMV, Maryland, right? Yeah, that's the DMV. And then they call the Delaware, PA, Jersey, they call that a tri-state.
Tri-state. Okay. Interesting. So there's a DJ there. His name is DJ J. Wu. He had interviewed me back in 2017 when I released Show Out. So he had me on his show. He was spinning Show Out on their radio station, which was super dope. And I remember, you know, we would stay in touch like 2018, 2019, whatever. And I remember him telling me like he eventually wanted to kind of start his own station. So that summer, 2021, he's like, hey, Jay, he's like, I like what you're doing with the Friday Night Hour. He's like, I'm thinking of launching, you know, an independent station in 2022, you know, Indie 101.5 FM. It'd be like a sister station to Philly Jams. But it would be his creation, right? Same, you know, Philly, Delaware, Jersey market for local radio, but internet radio on Indie101.5.com. So, you know, he's like, hey, you know, that Friday Night Hour thing, man, that's super dope. And, you know, you've, at that point, you know, it was like over a year I'd been doing it already, right? So he's like, hey, did you ever think about doing that on the radio? And I was like, no. I was straight up like, not really. It's like, well, you know, I'm, you know, looking to start a new station. You focus on independent artists. And, you know, it'd be cool to have you as one of like the first people on the station doing that Friday Night Hour thing. I was like, all right, well, I was like, you know, let me think about it. You know, it sounds really cool. Never thought about it before, but, you know, it might be something cool, something different where, I've been doing Friday Night Hour for over a year at that point. And I was like, okay, you know what? Let's try it out. So, and this was like tail end of the summer. So we, I think we ended up testing it out probably like late October. So I was doing it through their server, where we would go live on the radio while doing the Instagram live. We would also be live on the radio. So we tested it out and it was a bit glitchy. So that first one was a bit glitchy. So I was like, ooh, I don't know. I was like, maybe we'll try it again. But then like, I think the next week I tried it and it was glitchy again. So I was like, damn, okay, we gotta figure out how to clean it up. So then he's like, yeah, we want to launch the station January 1st, 2022. And I go, well, what time slot do you have? And he's like, I'm looking at, you know, different programming. And he's like, you know, cause you do your thing late at night. He's like, I do have someone that does like a 10 to midnight show. He's like, I can give you the 12 to 2, because at that point, like Friday Night Hour is always like 2 hours at that point. So he's like, I could give you midnight to 2 a.m. I was like, okay, that's not bad. So what I ended up doing in 2021 around that time was I shifted from 11 p.m. start time to midnight, right? So instead
night
of doing
owls.
Yeah, so instead of doing 11 to 1, it was like midnight to 2. I was like, ooh. Now, you know, some of the viewers dropped off because I get it because it was later. It was like even like the 1 hour makes a difference for people. Like
especially if you're East Coast.
Well, yeah. So, and that's the thing. And what I found out, the people that would tune in from like 11 and would stay till the end, because I was starting at midnight, that hour of them in, I think like mentally knowing that they had to wait that extra hour. Like a lot of them, I found like there was a handful that just like they didn't tune in because it was too late, which I was fine. But then I got new viewers, whatever. But so going at the midnight hour, I said, all right, I could do the midnight. We could do that. I go, you know, the other days of the week, I go, what's in that time slot? And he's like, oh, there's nothing. There's no scheduled programming. It's just the station's playlist, like music just plays on the overnight hours. I was like, well, if I take, you know, if you don't mind, I'll take all those 12 to 2 slots. And I'm like, I could play music. I could play 2 hours of independent music from the artists that have been guests on Friday Night Hour with Jay. Because at that point, you know, it was like a year and a half almost, or a year, like 18 months worth of guests that have been on. I'm like, I could definitely fill 2 hours,
right,
of music, you know? And then initially I was like, ooh, I could do a different, like each day would be a different 2 hour set of songs. And then I was like, nah, that I don't have enough artists to do that at that point. So I was like, you know what? I'll do the rotation. You know, we'll kick off the rotation at the start of the week, Sunday night, and keep that rotation for the whole week. You know, and then just change it every week.
Right.
Which
means more plays for, you know, whoever gets on.
So, you know, I was like, well, you know, if we can't do Friday Night Hour because it's glitchy, I'm like, why don't I just do, I could do in, and I was thinking like, what would I call it? All right. So in my mind, I'm like, you know what? I forgot how I thought of Indie Vibin', but I was just like trying to think of what I would call the show. I was like, well, it's a lot of independent artists. I like the vibes. I was like, okay, I'll call it Indie Vibin' with Jay because I had Friday Night Hour with Jay. So I was like, maybe I'll do Indie Vibin' with Jay. There's so many talented artists out there, like independent artists, and the music is good. I'm like, man, like if we get a couple of new fans that follow them, I'm like, that's a win, man.
I mean, that's why I hit you up for this. You know,
it's crazy.
Like, when I thought about it, I appreciate it. We're looking for, you know, I guess I'll do this, I'll let them know now, you know, like this podcast is sponsored by Joyburst, you know, the energy drink, like,
hell yeah.
But seriously, like it's the Joyburst talent search, you know, of 2023. And the grand prize is a $10,000 cash and a song publishing deal that has some sync opportunities tied to it.
Nice. You know, that's amazing.
That, like, you know, we had already talked about it. You know, I'm going to get you this information so that you can get it out to your...
Yes, definitely.
Your connections, your base, because, like, who doesn't need 10 grand? Who isn't looking for an opportunity to put themselves in front of brands or in front of just other people? Give yourself another reason to create, and creating for a purpose. You know, your fans or your audience is going to enjoy it anyway. But it's like...
Agreed.
When I got involved with this, I was just like, this is exactly, like, it's what independents need.
Yes.
You know, and it's nice to be on, it's nice to be on the inside of it too. Almost like you being at the radio, right?
Right.
You're on the inside of the place where you can be like, I can help you in indies. I got you. Like, I can help you.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's nice to be a creative. It's nice to be valued also as a creative, that you're brought on the inside, and someone's like, not only are we doing this campaign and are we entrusting you to, like, you know, kind of get the message out there, but also we're entrusting you to be involved in the process of, like, telling us what good art is, or like what the characteristics of a good artist are, you know. And when I say good, you know, like, air quotes around it every time. But like,
to that point, you know, the songs that get submitted to me, like, a lot of them are, like, really good. So I find that I put a lot of them in rotation. Now for me, like, I like what I like, you know, and for me, good music is good music. It doesn't matter the genre. So I, like, my show is open format. So I play all the genres, and in my mind, I'm like, you know, I'll play stuff that, if someone who's more like R&B hip hop head, I'm like, you know, they might like this. So I try and make the show kind of have these little blocks of, like, you might start off with like some R&B, and then it might move into pop or like dance, and then it'll move into country. And then, like, sometimes I'll throw a curveball, I'll throw some jazz or instrumental in there. And then, like, we bring it back into like singer songwriter. And then all of a sudden we're ending with like rap. Like, it's every week the flow is different, but, you know, I try and do like four to five song blocks as the show goes, where we give them a taste of some, you know, that they might not necessarily listen to on the daily, but they'll listen and be like, oh, okay. Almost like, here's a little sprinkling of this genre. Like, you might like it. I mean, I like it because I put it in the rotation.
You, like, got, like, like, you got it. All seasoning. You got some,
yeah.
Some and adobo.
It's like, look, I'll leave it up to the listener. Yeah, because you know, we all have our tastes, and it's okay. Like, I might play, they might hear my song and not like it. That's all right. But if you like it, awesome. You know? So, and it's the same way when the music comes into me is, sometimes it doesn't work with that week's rotation. It just might not vibe or gel, like, with how I'm letting it flow. Mm-hmm. But I'll share it. Like, I'll share it on my Twitter feed. Be like, yo, check it. I'll be, check the song out. Here's the link. And even then, I'm like, here. And if you click on it and you like it, dope. Because then you might go check out their Spotify profile, whatever.
Right.
If you don't like it, it's all right. But you listen to it. Even if you listen to it for like 30 seconds, be like, all right, I like it. Or I don't like it. That's okay. But at least by sharing it, somebody else, again, 50-50. They're going to like it or they're
either
not.
Either like it or you don't.
But here, I'm putting it out there versus just letting it sit on my computer.
It all matters. You know,
it
and
does.
Putting in the work
really does
take you somewhere. And I think that you're a true testament to that. You know, all of
I appreciate
that
man.
You put in has put you in the position where now you are in position to give independent artists a real opportunity at something, you know. And that's like, man, that's incredible.
Hey man, look, I like I said before, I just have a genuine love for music in general. And as an independent artist myself, you know, it's not easy. So if this
you
makes
gotta
it,
enter the competition too.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Let me throw my hat in the ring.
That's right. Joyverse Openverse Challenge 2023.
Oh, man. All right, let's do this.
Word.
And Jay, matter of fact, matter of fact, real quick, if anyone is in the Vegas area, the weekend of April 14th, 15th, 16th, this year there's the 2023 Cheer Choice Awards. Yours truly is in the top five finalists in the news radio media category.
Bro, congrats.
So yeah, they're bringing me out to Vegas for the live show on the 16th at the Palms. And it's so Cheer Choice Awards, they recognize and they honor creators that are doing spreading positivity with their social media platforms. So somebody nominated me anonymously for Friday Night Hour and Indie Vibin'. I don't know who, but we went through like four rounds of voting from October to end of December. And on Christmas Day, they announced the top five. There's like 15 categories. They announced the top five in each category. And I ended up in the top five finalists. I was like, oh, snap.
That's incredible.
Wild, man. Wildness.
Bro. Well, I hope that you come away with a W out there in Vegas.
Fingers crossed. Even not just being there, that's a W right there, man.
Word.
Time to do more networking.
And I wanted to thank you for coming on, man. Really,
I appreciate it, Kevin. Man, I appreciate it, bro.
For being
thanks for having
a
me,
voice
man.
For independent artists, man. I really,
I'm trying.
You.
I am trying, man. Trying. Make sure everybody tune in Indie Vibin' with Jay every night, midnight to 2 a.m. Eastern. On indie1015.com and jams953fm.com. 7 days a week. New rotation kicks off every Sunday night. Follow me on Instagram, Spotify, Clubhouse, and then Friday Night Hour, which every Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern on Instagram.
Word. If you're an indie, tap in with him. Get
your that's it. Send me a music. Send it.
For free.
Yeah, man. That's it. Send it for free. No Cash App. No Cash App.
No Cash
send it for free.
You can send it to me.
No, yeah. Send it to Kevin. Send your Cash App to Kevin. Although if you're tapping in with me on Spotify, you feel like donating, there's a PayPal link on my Spotify.
There
if
we
you
go.
Feel like donating. No pressure.
If the spirit moves you.
If the spirit moves you. Click the link.
Now, well, thanks
honestly,
for being
no,
on,
send,
bro.
Yeah, send it to me. I'll play your song. If it works with the rotation, we'll play it.
Word.
So thanks, Kevin, man. Appreciate it, brother.
You're more than welcome.